Business lesbian, the business lesbian.
That's me. Hi, this is Brittany Diedrich, the business lesbian, here with a Business Lesbian Ruminates episode for you. No guest right now because this podcast has officially entered the That's Showbiz Baby status, in the sense that I have an episode that is ready and is wonderful, and I'm excited to eventually release it, but it needs corporate approval for the employer of my friend that I interviewed. So my marketing friends did warn me about that, but I didn't think it would happen so soon, but here we are. So count your lucky stars. You get to listen to me ruminate while we fill the void, while I create some more content. I actually did just record an episode that I'm going to send for editing, and then hopefully that'll be out soon. So today I want to ruminate on the concept of community and then health insurance. So strap in. It's a pretty exciting show. But it is. I've had a really interesting experience since I left IBI because, and really for the past couple of months, I just don't know what I'm doing. And so I've been saying yes to a lot of things, and it hasn't done me dirty yet, aside from when my dear friend Jordan asked to go for an impromptu bike ride, mountain bike ride, and I said yes. And then we were having a great time, and I was leading the way, and I zoomed on a bridge, and I hit the brakes on a corner, and I lost my bike. So that did literally make me dirty and physically do me dirty, because now I am very bruised up. But other than that, every other time I've said yes lately has surprised me in the very best way. I've been having an amazing time. I had someone randomly reach out to me through the Carlson School, through my career advisor. She's also in the construction space, and we got to meet, and we went out for drinks at Psycho Susie's, which is one of my favorite bars in Minneapolis, and we had an amazing time. And then I went to the wedding of two of my dear friends and previous podcast guests, Megan and Carly, and I've already met a significant amount of their friends and family, but to be in that space and really connect with humans at that wedding was amazing and fulfilling. And I don't know, maybe this is obvious to people who don't suffer from insane anxiety, but people are really cool. And if you're nice, they don't seem averse to talking to you and getting to know you. In other news of community, this is kind of a funny story. I joined the Sons of Norway. So the Fargo has a bar called the Troll Lounge, and now I have more context for it. And it has great, great drinks and trivia and karaoke. It's kind of a fun secret hole in the wall. And when I was there one time, I found an advertisement for caramel rolls, and that's where Megan and Molly, you know, from episode number one, we started our monthly ritual of going to the Sons of Norway for caramel rolls. And one time I was there with Megan, we were waiting on Molly, and a man named Dell came, and he told us that we could get free caramel rolls if we filled out some survey. And so we did, and it asked, are you interested in becoming a member? And I checked yes, because what the hell, it was $60 for a year. And anyway, last night I was invited to the welcoming prospective member dinner, which I went to and was surrounded by a bunch of wonderful, very loyal members of the Sons of Norway who had been members at the Sons of Norway from anywhere from 10 to 62 years. And it was just totally, I had a Salisbury steak for free, which was the membership recruitment reward, and really an interesting conversation. I ended up sitting next to a man that he was the guy who had been involved for 62 years. And I'd heard that my great grandpa Osmond, who is emigrated from Norway, was really involved in the Sons of Norway. So I asked him, like, did you know Osmund Gunvaldson? And he goes, old gun, I haven't thought of him for a long time. And yeah, it turned out that he and my great grandpa Osmond were great friends. So he told me I come from good stock. He said that the membership recruitment meeting that I went to would have been much shorter if my grandma Irene was in charge, which I thought was really nice because he said, you would be a member by now and you'd be home, because she just got to the point with things, which I just love that. Anyway, so I joined the Sons of Norway. They have a Torsk club where they feed people cod and aquavit. They have ukulele lessons, and then everyone gets together in a room and tries to learn how to play ukulele, and they meet on waffle night because they have a waffle night once a month starting in October. I don't know. There's rose mauling classes. Honestly, I don't know. Apparently retirement suits me or something. I'm just having a really interesting experience, and I'm just open to it as I'm looking for this new job. The other interesting community thing that happened is regarding Turtle Mountain Animal Shelter. We got our dog Mac, who is a floof, from Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue, TMAR. And the North Dakota Construction Leadership Council that we started and that I'm the president of, we decided to do a charity thing that was not self-serving to the construction industry. It wasn't going to be a scholarship for a future employee of an industry person. It was just, we wanted to just show that the construction industry succeeds because of their community, and we wanted to fundraise for something that, you know, we couldn't convert into a bobcat down the line or whatever it is. And so we raised money for TMAR. And we had this fundraiser at Sweet Shots, and I got to meet the founder, Keith Benning, and he is the person who I interviewed for next week's episode. And we raised over $2,000, but in talking to him, you know, I am currently not yet employed, other than being a full-time grad student. And so he is working on building a new facility. He currently runs the shelter out of his garage. And it's a decently complicated commercial project, but he is doing all of that on top of rescuing animals, on top of promoting the shelter, raising funds, all of this other stuff. And so I said, hey, what the hell? You know, I was a project manager for a while at Industrial Builders, so I can be your project manager. So anyway, I've agreed to be the project manager, and I am really actually excited about it because I know I'm capable of it. I know that it will be a help to their organization. And at the end of the day, it won't be running out of his garage or his house where he currently has 40 dogs. And just, you know, you can't even go out to your car without spending time taking care of animals, which I love animals too. But, you know, it would be really cool for them to have a space that is dedicated to that so that they can have their own private living space again. I've seen the plans. I'm working on kind of schedule and talking to the contractors, and I'm hoping to help raise money. They have a pretty significant gap of what they need to complete the project. They need another $1.7 million, and they also are short labor. And so for whatever reason, I have this belief that I'm going to pull a Warren or an Irene Diedrich and just make this happen for him, where I'll help him manage the project and I'll pull on some of my friends and community people to see if I can get some physical volunteers or maybe some of my contractor friends to potentially donate labor, hopefully during layoff season, where the alternative is paying unemployment. Because to me, as a former business owner, that seems like a more positive impact. Anyway, so please investigate Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue. You can learn more about it in the episode next week. But again, I am getting more engaged in my community and just saying yes to things. And so lastly, I want to go back to where I said I ate shit on my bicycle, which reminded me that I want to talk about health insurance a little bit because it's ridiculous and it's a complicated topic. And I just think that maybe I'll give a brief blurb on COBRA and all of that coverage. So because I had therapy earlier this month, and then I was scheduling my next appointment, and I'm doing good. And so it was maybe going to be a 4-week cadence. And I was like, can I please do it in September? Because I will still be insured, which is kind of a shitty thing about the healthcare system, that you have to structure your care around coverage. I've met my deductible, so I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen next, but let's get another meeting here in September so I can get everything kind of tightened up and move on. But one thing that is interesting that I've learned is I was employed at IBI for a little bit of September, so I have coverage through the month of September, which is really nice. That saves me 1 month of premiums. And then the other interesting thing is COBRA coverage. You have 60 days to elect into COBRA coverage after your coverage ends. So on October 1st, that will be the start of the 60-day clock. And you don't have to elect right away, but it will go back retroactively. So I guess one thing that I did learn is, say I crashed my bike, you know, if I decide not to pay the several hundred dollars of my premium and gamble and go uninsured, which I don't know if I should. I'm prone to injuring myself and I am reliant on therapy. So I think that I'm just going to get the COBRA coverage right out of the get-go. But if you were someone who maybe is not as dependent on healthcare as I might be, after you're terminated of coverage, you have this period of up to 60 days after it's done to say, never mind, I do want insurance. So say on November 15th, like a month and a half after I was done with coverage, I had some bike accident and I needed to have health insurance. I could then elect and it would go back to the beginning of October. I would have coverage again. I would have to pay the premium for the month of October and November. But in the case that I didn't crash in mid-November, I could save myself a couple $100 before I start another enrollment period. So obviously with me leaving, not obviously, when I separated from IBI, that's an eligible, a special event, which means I could hop on my wife Chelsea's insurance or I could go to the open market. So there's lots of options out there. I am probably, because our plan is a high deductible plan, but I've met the deductible and it's late in the year, I'm probably going to do the COBRA and then figure out something on January 1. So that's probably a lot of rumination on health insurance that none of you asked for, but just kind of an interesting thing about our weird American health insurance market that I thought might be worth talking about. So with that being said, I have talked now for 12 minutes and I appreciate this. I'll keep it short and sweet and just say being retired is interesting. I'm looking forward to finding my place in this world. That's after IBI. School is keeping me busy, and then randomly committing myself to projects is also keeping me busy, and I'm really fulfilled by all of that. I turned 30 on Saturday of this week, so it's kind of, let's see what the rest of 29 does for me, but I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm really quite enjoying it, and I appreciate everyone who listens and believes in me, and it's just, I don't know what's going on, but it's scary, but I kind of love it. So that is that. Thank you for joining for this business lesbian ruminating. Take care.
I'm a business lesbian.
Yes, you are.